Hi, it's Dave. So Andre Karpathy, Tesla's head of AI, just shared a presentation at a virtual computer vision conference, and he gave an update on Tesla's FSD progress and improvements. And I think it was probably the best presentation on FSD out there right now. Huge lessons, and it just makes me extremely bullish on the progress Tesla is making. Andre Karpathy is clearly demonstrating Tesla's dominance in execution here. Let's take a look first at a few slides. So here's the CVPR virtual conference that he just spoke at. And he shared how Tesla is removing or has removed radar from basically their full self-driving 3 weeks ago when they started to ship a new update. And the fundamental problem that they had to solve is they needed to accurately measure distance, velocity, and acceleration of objects ahead. And in order to do this, they created an immense system, but one of them was 221 triggers, which would collect data to help them improve the system. And they trained all this data in a huge in-house supercomputer. And in summary, Andre Karpathy is basically saying he thinks vision is enough, and they are actually solving this problem of actually measuring object depth. All right, so what I want to do in this video is I want to share what's the main takeaway, like what's the big deal of this presentation. And it's about 6 or 7 points. So the first point is that in order to remove radar from the full self-driving kind of package, Tesla had to face this huge challenge. And one of the challenges is that radar and vision, they kind of have a hard time merging. For example, Andre is saying that vision is getting 100 times better and more useful than radar. And they wanted to double down on vision, but the problem was that they needed to solve this problem of figuring out the depth, right? How far these objects are from a car, how fast these objects in front of the car are moving, and if they're accelerating or not. And in order to do that, they had to take a whole new approach. So, I mean, this is basically solving what LiDAR is doing, right? In terms of measuring objects from the car, but doing it with pure vision. So here's the whole story. So number two, Andre Karpathy tells the story of how Tesla has solved or is solving depth, velocity, and acceleration. It took them 4 months of just focusing on this problem. So this is the most recent updates. Here's kind of the gist of it. First, they used offline auto labeling. What that means is they took a bunch of video clips, like millions of video clips. And in those video clips, they found a way to automatically label the objects in those video clips, but also to accurately measure the depth and velocity and acceleration of these objects and to confirm that these measurements were correct. And they did this across a huge data set, right? So this is amazing kind of data work that Tesla is doing here. All right, next point here is number three. Let's talk about the data set that Tesla acquired and how large this data set was. So Andre says that they need three things to really have success with AI. First is you need a large data set, then you need a clean data set, and then you need a diverse data set. So clean basically means like the data has to be cleanly laid out, right? Everything needs to be labeled within each video frame, etc. But the key thing I think is the diversity. So you don't want data that's just like regular people driving regular situations, because that data is actually not that valuable. You want edge cases, cases that don't happen very frequently or just kind of out of the blue. And the big question is, how do you get a large amount of these edge cases that actually bring a lot of value? What Tesla did is they created 221 triggers that would collect video clips when the car was running on shadow mode with this new neural net software. And so when a case would come where basically the car would perform differently than, let's say, how the neural net, let's say in shadow mode, would perform, then that would be a trigger. And then Tesla would use, right, that trigger to basically send in the video clips of that discrepancy, right? The discrepancy of how the driver was driving versus how the neural nets would have driven based on this trigger. Now, what Tesla probably did was they disregarded probably a lot of data, but they're left with a ton of interesting video clips. And what they ended up with is they ended up with about a million video clips that were high value, right? They really showed a lot of value to Tesla. They were clean. It was a huge amount. So these 1 million video clips are basically 8 cameras looking at the situation, about 10 seconds each. And what they did is they auto-labeled all of these video clips with all of the objects, right, within each video clip, determined all of the depth, the velocity, and acceleration, confirmed that in all of these various conditions, 1 million, right, conditions. And then here's the fourth point I want to get across, is they trained all of this data using their neural nets, and they're expanding the structures of their neural nets on a hugely big supercomputer. So they showed this picture of the supercomputer, and they're saying that this is probably the number five, probably most powerful supercomputer in the world. And it's interesting because they're saying this is just preparation for Dojo, right? This isn't, you know, really Dojo laid out. This is actually just kind of the stepping stones into what Tesla is really moving into. But they're already doing it with a huge supercomputer. The fifth point here is that one of the things they had to do to get all this stuff ready is they had to do 7 shadow mode runs with all of this data. So what this means is they had the neural net, their software running, and they ran it through shadow mode to get all of those triggered, video clips. And then they took all of that stuff, and they re-entered it into the system, right? By cleaning up the data, labeling everything, got the system to work better. And what they did was they knew that their system was getting better because they can compare to how shadow mode, their neural nets were in the latest software was compared to the driver and how many triggers were being triggered based upon the discrepancies in driving action. So when the discrepancies and the triggers lowered, then they know that the neural nets is actually matured. They're ready to release it. This is a huge step change, I think, with Tesla's full self-driving. By adding depth and velocity and acceleration awareness, you're basically making the entire vision system much more accurate. Andrej Karpathy showed examples of, a stationary object on the highway, which before with radar, it was kind of like sometimes it couldn't catch that stationary object, or there was a bridge, let's say, and there could be phantom braking. But with vision alone, they've solved this problem because basically vision by itself can determine the depth of velocity and acceleration of all the objects, whether it be a truck on the highway or a bridge, right, that they're passing under. All right, number 6 point is that now that Tesla has solved or is solving this depth sensing problem, which is a huge fundamental problem, Tesla has in fact added by default this superpower now of determining all the objects and acceleration and velocity of all the objects in front of the car. And so this is Tesla going all in with vision. This is why Tesla is removing radar. And this is another reason why they don't need any other sensors. And Andrej Karpathy emphasized this point that he thinks Tesla is in the unique position to solve full self-driving only with vision. And vision is probably the only scalable solution right now, because with vision, you can drive across the world in any scenario, right? Super low cost with the sensors. And it's what humans have been doing all this time for, almost a century or so. What's also interesting is that Tesla owns the entire stack of their solution, right? They own the vehicles, they own the data collection, they own the neural nets, the labeling, the training, the deployment. And what's amazing about all this stuff is they're not reliant on a third party that's holding them back. Like maybe, a lot of other companies have to rely on, OEM to produce the vehicles or the sensors, right, et cetera, or different, parts of their process. For Tesla, Tesla owns the whole stack. They're moving at light speed as fast as they can. Anyways, when you look at all this stuff, it's extremely bullish for what Tesla is doing. And the big part of it is who else can gather the type of data that Tesla is gathering, right? Like they could just run this stuff. They have, they can collect a million just unique, super valuable video clips, bring that into auto labeling, depth, velocity, and acceleration, train it, and release it out. And I don't see a single, second place competitor who is even getting to close to the realm of what Tesla is doing in terms of the amount of data and the type of data that Tesla is collecting. In the end, with AI and neural nets, most of it comes down to, how valuable the data is, how rare the data is, and how much you got. And for Tesla, they're just doubling down on all of the things that they've been doing right with Tesla full self-driving. All right, hope this has been helpful. Go ahead, like, and subscribe if it has. All my videos can be found as a podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing, your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter. Go ahead and check me out at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.